Listen to Mayor Jerry Mays of Phil Campbell, Alabama.
All your landmarks are gone. You don't even recognize where you are. It's just unbelievable. It looks like a bomb went off right in the middle of everything.
Much of the rest of the world celebrates a royal wedding this morning, but across the South, it's no fairy tale.
The president heads to Alabama today to show the devastated people there that the country is focused on them and not all on London. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, April the 29th. I'm Femi Okay. John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee are out this morning, so I am joined by my Prince, Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Femi. Thank you. Well, let's first get a check on the morning's top news before we head to London. In the South, the death toll in the nation's worst tornado outbreak in decades is up to nearly 300 this morning. Search and rescue teams are going through the debris in six states, looking for survivors. Thousands of people are injured and homeless, and more than a million are without power. President Obama will visit hard-hit Alabama later today.
We can't control when or where a terrible storm may strike, but we can control how we respond to it.
We'll talk more about the recovery effort in just a few minutes. After he visits Alabama, the president then heads to Florida for the final launch of Space Shuttle Endeavour. NASA says there is a 30% chance of a delay because of poor weather moving in.
And the Syrian army is deployed across several of its cities ahead of nationwide protests expected today. Egypt is reportedly planning to open its blockaded border with Gaza and normalize relations with Hamas and Iran. And here at home, the Carolina Panthers made Auburn quarterback Cam Newton the number one pick in the NFL draft last night. Let's take a look at the markets. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 12,763. The S&P opens at 1,360. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,872. So coming up all this morning, we will bring you stories on the royal wedding. We're going to take you straight away to London right now with Laura Lynch from PRI's The World. Laura, the wedding is over. The couple will be about to come out. What's the atmosphere like where you are right now? How have been people following on outside of the actual wedding at Buckingham Palace where you are?
Yeah, I'm at Buckingham Palace, and that means for the people here it's a bit of a challenge because they can't see what's going on inside Westminster Abbey unless they're somewhere near a television screen. They can actually only hear what's going on over loudspeakers. Now, that is enough for some of them, and it hasn't stopped a lot of them from cheering when they heard the vows or singing along when the hymns were being sung. But the sun has come out, and that has even lent more of a happy atmosphere to people who came here from very early this morning to be here for the moment when they were going to be able to experience the ceremony in one way. But what's coming up in the next half an hour or so is what they're all really here for. That is when the couple is going to ride by in an open-top carriage, as long as the rain does hold off, and they'll be able to see them as a married couple for the first time riding by. They will then wait for them to go into the palace, come out on the balcony, and of course at that point what everyone is waiting for is the kiss, the royal kiss. So people here are feeling pretty festive, pretty good, and for them it's the day that they've been looking forward to for quite a while.
That's Laura Lynch from PRI's The World. Laura, we'll come back to you all through this morning. Thanks for that. And listeners, now it's your turn. Whether you hate it or love it, tell us what you think about the royal wedding. And a listener called in, V.M. Gillen, writes to our site. He says, best wishes to all the married couples. Now enough already. While other news outlets are expected to go overboard, I am surprised you are taking part to this degree. What do you think? You can give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Head to thetakeaway.org for live video, pictures of our staff and more. We have the royal wedding all this morning, but also we'll be taking a look at what's happening in Alabama following the massive outbreak of tornadoes earlier on this week. Stay with us. It's The Takeaway with Femi Okay and Todd Zwillick.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.